risings, and welcome to Spiritual Hygiene Journey, Day 4. Finding your way to a comfortable position or lying down as we begin today with a meditation. Allowing yourself to become present in this moment, feeling the earth and the earth's energy beneath you, and feeling the love and light as it enters your body from your higher self and from the heavens above. Releasing any doubts or worries that you may be carrying. Releasing any tasks or to-do lists that you have set up for yourself. For now is not the time to worry about what must be done or what needs to be done. Now is the time to find clarity, to find silence, to find solitude. To release triggers that have been popping up, to be accountable and aware of cycles that are asking or wanting to be repeated. It is your choice at this time if you would like to continue to repeat cycles, to continue to get the same results, and to end up continuing to get triggered moment after moment. Or we can choose to break these cycles, to choose to take actions of accountability and awareness, to better ourselves, to break cycles of our own, our generational cycles that have been passed down. It's time to no longer choose to suffer any longer. It's time to move forward in grace and in love, while holding space for the shadows of ourselves that we find hard to send love to. Taking a deep inhale in through your nose and out through your mouth. Continue this for a few more moments as you call in the loving light energy to fill your body, and with each exhale, releasing any unwanted energy that you wish to no longer carry. Everything is energy, our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts, our actions. We ourselves are filled of energy, and everything around us is energy. We can choose what energy we want to hold on to and what energy no longer aligns. We can choose what frequency we would like to vibrate at. If we want to vibrate at the highest, continue to connect to the unconditional love that's within you. Continue to share and spread unconditional love to yourself and others. Do not allow yourself to lower your frequency for the comfortability of others. Times in our life, we may find ourselves making ourselves uncomfortable to help others become comfortable. If we do this enough, and especially in a people-pleasing way, we tend to self-sabotage, because then we get so used to putting ourselves last, putting ourselves in uncomfortable positions, and not uncomfortable positions of growth, but uncomfortable positions of complacency for the comfortability of others. No longer shall we choose others' happiness over our own. No longer shall we choose to fill up others' cups while ours is empty. It's time to fill your cup first before you fill anyone else's. And this is not selfish. This is for you to be able to fill yourself up with unconditional love, so that way you can have your cup overflowing to others. Continuing with your deep inhales and exhales. Finding peace and solitude in this moment and in this time with yourself. Finding clarity for anything that you would like to have solutions or clarification on. Knowing that you are not alone on this journey. Opening ourselves up to abundance and love. And may that we know that we are worthy of abundance and love. Taking a few moments here of silence for reflection, for clarity, and for peace. During this moment of silence, continue with the deep inhales and exhales. Continuing to stay present in the moment and letting the thoughts float away like clouds in the sky. Being open to any messages that are needing to be received by you today from your higher self, your ancestors, or your guardian angels. Reminding yourself of the divine being that you are and the divine connection that you have with your higher self, with your ancestors, and with your angels, along with the divine connections with the divine beings that you have here in this realm. Taking a moment to send out gratitude to the universe. For when we send out gratitude, we are opening ourselves for more abundance, for more blessings, and for more opportunities. And as our meditation comes to an end, open your heart open to love, to abundance, to remind yourself of the worthiness that you carry inside. May we spread so much love today to ourselves and to one another. Have a blessed day.